You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. Chuck Pierce prophesied. I don't know if you know this or not, but there was a specific thing that God laid in his heart, and I believe Dutch Sheets went around, and they prayed over every state, and God revealed to them the things that was going on in the states. And in that, that God revealed to them that there was like 21 hub states, which are, you know, significant for being able to take back America from where it was. And you think about apostolic hubs and outposts, and we gave these words on television talking about them. And they're key at being able to take back America, take back the land. Well, you know, at that particular time, Florida was not one of the hub states. And we were going to be located in Texas. We already had a place picked out in Texas. Perfect location, it seemed like, at the time, where we can be center for our studios and all things that we're doing and travel. But then the Lord spoke to me and said specifically, stay, you know, in the glory zone that we call the glory zone here on the Gulf Coast, you know, in the Pensacola, Mississippi, Destin, all those different areas. Because if you do that, he was going to actually give us the land. He's going to change the DNA of the place, and it's going to happen. And he's going to deal with all the things and the enemy was going to. And the things he's been doing that. I won't talk about too many details because he dealt with them. They're gone.
They're gone.
Ding dong. Yeah. The witch is dead. And so, in the context of that, then the exciting thing is we stayed faithful, and you've been watching this right straight from the area of Florida where, you know, it wasn't a hub state. It has to be a very key thing, because the ones that aren't hub states could literally have some significant difficulty happen to them. But you got to hear this prophetic word. I mean, the video is not that high quality. It just happened in June. But giving this word out and watch and listen, this is a prophetic word coming from Gloria Zina Ministries, Chuck Pierce, Corinth, Texas, as he was in Tallahassee when he was giving this word. It's just the capital.
The Time to Plow conference.
And it's about it's at the capital. It's the capital of Florida. And saying specifically how things have shifted. This is so important because it's like the backbone of America. Thank God. And the coming move of God. Check it out.
Apostolic centers that have arisen. Apostolic centers are not mega churches. Tomorrow I'll share a little more about that, what's forming, and the responsibility that we have in a territory. But he showed me when this triumphant reserve would come together and meet in one of these centers, all of a sudden they would come out 7 times brighter. It looked like their cells were rejuvenated. It was how God was going to start a glory move. Not every state had apostolic centers. Matter of fact, there were only 23 states in covenant with the Lord. 21 states in covenant and 2 hanging in the balance, California and Florida. But God, everybody say, but God. He shifted his eye toward Florida this year because some way Florida and its kingdom people have shifted their heart toward him. Therefore, this place that we are meeting tonight becomes one of the key meetings of these regional gatherings we're having. This is what he showed me Florida looked like when I saw it down from heaven. He described in detail where things were. And Aaron, see if you can show what he showed with this. It had this incredible black highway snake-looking creature all through the middle of it. And this year, when the Lord spoke to me in September, he said, I am ready to change what travels through Florida this year. It had several apostolic centers within it that I knew would form and come into being by 2018. But something happened in January of this year while I was meeting here in Florida. All of a sudden, the Lord caught me up and said, look what I have done in Florida. I've shifted the trafficking of darkness and what was a snake-like dimension of control that controlled Florida, I have now made Florida the backbone for my nation for the future. It was an amazing shift. It showed me that we had entered this calendar year a shift in America from state to state to state. What was and had controlled the states, we're not going to be able to control them any longer.
That's so exciting to see how God shifted the nation, shifted Florida. And we knew, you know, when we came to Florida, stayed in Florida, we could have went to Texas, that it was a particular state that didn't have what it needed to be able to do it. But you know what? God called us to set up an apostolic hub in Florida, the VFN Dream Center, and begin to do everything we can in the Seven Mountains. We've been broadcasting to the world, been holding the torch, keeping the airways filled with the truth and the positive things that are in all those lies and everything that's going out. And we're looking at, I've had some pretty awesome encounters with God recently where God is just speaking and showing himself powerfully. And I believe it's because he's about to show himself mightily to the church, to America, and to the glory zone.
One of the things that Chuck said was that God said, because God's people, kingdom people, were making this shift, that God turned over. So think about it. This is a whole kingdom shift that's been occurring this whole entire time.
Yeah, and you think about kingdom, it's God's kingdom that will be preached to all, then it will come. So often people were preaching church or preaching, my ministry, but the truth is, it's the kingdom of God, the king and his kingdom being preached, his dominion being preached on earth, and it's exciting. He also talked about, some more. What did Chuck Pierce talk about aspect of it?
The next aspect is that actually there's a confederacy. There's this confederate attack, this wickedness.
Which is a group coming together
in the north, see, spiritual forces, he called it, that was basically aimed at stopping this move of God. But this move of God in Florida is so powerful that if they were successful, it would not continue into Georgia, up the East Coast, all the way across the West Coast. That's what's powerful. But they dealt with it.
And you're saying north, you're talking about northern Florida, not the northern part of America.
Correct, northern part of Florida, area. The panhandle. Correct.
So they actually went there, and they were there at that conference in Tallahassee dealing with that, breaking that thing up.
That's right, and unlocking, like you said, and keeping that thing open. So.
Let's go there now.
Yes.
Check it out.
From Tallahassee, there was a confederation working that would attempt to stop the move of God through Florida into Georgia and all the way up through the East Coast and West. That's how powerful the move of God in Florida is going to be. You've had taste of revival anointing. We're talking about a move of God that creates the backbone for a nation in days ahead. So what he said we would do this time is start dealing with that which would attempt to confederate together. Is I have gathered you here in Tallahassee to unravel a threefold cord and confederation of spiritual forces that would stop the move of God right at the key moment from moving on into Georgia. Georgia was not a covenant state at that point. And creating a move of God all along the East Coast. And then that move of God would go west, south, and north. And the Lord said that move of God now is in the midst of my people. And Tallahassee becomes the key to this move of God in days ahead. I will repeat, of all the states in America, that I have prayed for this year, this is number one. Because the eye of the Lord is on this state. The eye of the Lord is on the church in this state. The eye of the Lord is on the kingdom shift in this state. Georgia's waiting for the fiery baton to be tossed to it from the state. But the Lord says the northern part of Florida becomes a key issue. And at Pentecost, this year, we are here to unlock this move of God that will be filled with revelation, be filled with provision, and be filled with power. And we say it's right here in Tallahassee, Florida, where a major shift and a rearranging of worship is now going to be activated.
So interesting. I was born in Tallahassee, Leon County. Go figure, right? So you think about this, that we've been seeing some pretty amazing things. God, just this Saturday morning, the Lord visited me in a very powerful way. I'll be sharing more about it, but literally Jesus showed himself to me and that he's showing up and he is, you know, he's inviting us to come love him, that you've been designed to love him. This move of God, revival, great awakening, it's all about God showing up and him loving on us and us loving on him. And in that love fest, this the whole world is reached because there's inside every man's heart a void that only God can fill. And I want to encourage you. I believe that there's two things going on. One, there's a whole stream of folks who are just looking to do ministry and, you know, do something and get their name up in lights. But there's others that just want to go after God and they want to be intimately related to him and want to do whatever he wants, the king wants to do. They're spirit-led, and that I believe those are the ones God's going to be calling together. I've been hearing their voices calling me up. Some of you guys have been calling me and talking to me, and God's been putting his generals in place to be able to do some things. The Lighthouse Prophecy, which we talked about, you can go to VFN Torch to find out about the Lighthouse Prophecy that is coming to pass. All those prophecies that God has said over the years that have been delayed and vandals came and messed with it, that he's bringing all that to pass. This is like a huge, you know, the Lord showed me just this powerful move of God that he's blowing his whistle and he's gathering this harvest in, and they're going to come so rapidly. You need to prepare yourself for this. Now, one way to prepare is get your life right with God. Going to church don't mean you're right with God. Get your life right with God. Get in relationship with him. Begin to abide with him. Go to iabide.org and get your plan. But the other is to position yourself. You know, prepare. If you believe that 1,000 people a week will be coming into your church or your gathering, you'd be prepared. What's it like to be able to bring in, you know, 1,000 new people a week? What's it like when 10,000 folks are coming into our city? You know, we see what's happening with immigration happening and the people coming in to our nation by the thousands. Now, imagine that actually be people coming to the Lord. Are we prepared to shift our life to be able to take them in? And by the way, many of those guys are getting saved as they're coming into the churches right here. We got to go, but I just want to say, be prepared. God is doing some awesome things. And if you're in Florida, congratulations. God's heard your prayer. We've been praying and believing God for a move. We are part of a hub state, and you're part of the glory zone if you're on the Gulf Coast, what God is doing. It's just exciting to see what God is doing. You can go find out more details at vfnkb.com. We're going to share a couple of things with you. Don't forget to follow us in the community at vfnkbcommunity.com. Lord, I want to pray with you right now. We're going to just thank God. God, we just thank you for shifting America, shifting, Lord, Florida. Your eyes are on this state. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for coming. This confederacy, we call it down in Jesus' name. And we speak life and that flaming revival that you showed Dr. Youngie Cho, that it would burn through Florida, down to southern Florida, up the East Coast, and across the states. Let it be according to your name. And dear God, in the Morriston, send revival, send a third grade awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.